Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I don't know, time just kind of flew this weekend. Weekend in review, we like to do it on Monday. Laura and I in two totally different worlds. Yeah, mostly every day. But this weekend, really.
Normally,
I was the dude vacationing and having fun.
Yes.
And you were the dude doing stuff at your house.
Oh my gosh. Normally, our weekend plans do match up on occasion, whether it's like local watering hole or like we have plans, etc. It was community. It was Elysburg yard sale day.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like a good old-fashioned community yard sale where everybody has their crap on the line.
It was a thing.
It was a thing.
My goodness. Elysburg was packed. Literally, I actually felt like I was on the bumper cars at Knoebels when I tried to venture into my parents' development. I went to feed the horses. I grabbed some coffee for the husband and I. And then I was like, well, I'm going to pop on over to Boucher's and see what's what. One way only, no head-on collisions.
It was nuts.
Literally,
huh?
Oh my gosh, you couldn't move. It was unbelievable.
Now, what time did it start?
Technically speaking, 8 a.m.
So let me take a stab at
this.
Go
for it.
Were there those early bird people?
Oh, take one guess. The first person to walk up my driveway as I'm standing there holding a cup of coffee. What time do you think that was?
Okay, it started at 8, probably around 7:30.
5:55 a.m.
Are you kidding me? That is serious stuff.
I mean, and this man was on a mission, okay? And kudos to him. I don't know your name, sir, but bright and early, you were up, you were at them, and you wanted NASCAR products. So I hope you found some, stranger.
Kudos. I would have said, sorry, no NASCAR, but I have this shotgun. And you're looking at the wrong end.
Oh, no, that's rude. No.
He showed up before 6 and it started at 8.
It's true.
That is rude.
Now, I did personally advertise in some of the, like, Facebook yard sale groups that mine started at 7 a.m., but I had people.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you brought it on yourself.
So no, I did.
The guy wasn't 2 hours early. He was only 1 hour early because he saw
He was an hour and 10 minutes early.
All right.
I did. I said, I'm starting at 7 a.m. because the husband and I, we can talk about this later. We went to our niece's dance recital and it was so nice. It was at Spyglass.
Yes.
A dance recital outside at a winery.
You got to love it.
It's the best idea ever.
Speaking of wineries, I spent my weekend in upstate New York.
And?
I got to see family I haven't seen in over a year.
Oh, and you met some great nieces and nephews that you've never met.
Some new family that was born early in the pandemic.
And
I got to meet them and their little adorable children.
And Mama Morganza was happy?
Yes. My brother's daughter drove her from Wilkes-Barre to Syracuse area. And
awesome.
I didn't have to drive Mama there and back. Mama's still there. She's staying a couple more days.
Hey, good for her.
But she was crying because she had never seen these great-grandchildren she had never seen.
That's wonderful.
It was amazing. It was an amazing moment. And, of course, there's always good food. And the restaurants are open. I guess Governor Cuomo didn't give his okay to drop the masks, so you still have to wear masks everywhere.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Maybe that's coming today in New York. Who knows?
Who knows?
But, yeah, I'm glad I took a fistful of masks. And the food is always good and some of my favorite restaurants.
Did you head to the watering hole, like, down the street underneath the overpass?
Oh, we went everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to Lake Ontario on Saturday night and watched
fun.
The sunset.
Very nice.
Up above Oswego, you know that area. So, yeah, it was just I didn't drive back until late last night. I know it's going to kill me this afternoon, but I don't care because I was with family.
Late last night, I was still pitching things into my dumpster, literally 9 p.m. last night, but I am happy to say that my house has never been more organized, and it brings me so much joy.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Hey,
late last night, I rolled into the driveway. I felt like a dumpster, but you know, but I'm wide awake, bushy, I don't know, bushy-tailed and
bright-eyed. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm ready to go. Jimmy Fallon's coming up talking about those new CDC rules. And did you get the memo from upper management over the weekend?
I did indeed. We are both fully vaxxed. So based upon our comfort level, we no longer need to wear masks in the building.
We're now allowed to walk up and down the hallway with no mask on.
We are. Very cool.
We can have them off in the studio.
I'm really excited to like maybe get rid of some of this mask-ney. from
the maskne, from the chin.
Acne, let the skin maskne. Breathe.
Yeah. So it's just a great day for everybody. Oh, that late night visit with Fallon coming up next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. We'll talk a little bit about the MTV Awards last night and the Basketball Hall of Fame inductees. Wise Markets.
That's right.
We have something new called Must Haves for May.
I love it.
Clever names.
I love it. Basically, we're shopping at Wise like we always do. At some point today, we will give you an item, and you have to remember it because Mark Stevens will ask for that later on today.
I just wanted to do it now. Is it okay? Do you want to do it now?
Oh, I mean,
we got a lot to do today.
6:32 a.m. Yeah, why not?
Hello, peeps. Are you listening? Pay attention.
This is what you need to remember.
It's your time, your chance to get a $25 gift card to Wise later. Must-haves for May? You gotta have a good steak on the grill.
Oh, heck yeah, you do.
So remember this. Certified sirloin steak.
Alliteration, I love it. Certified sirloin steak.
There it is. Remember that. And you could win with Mark Stevens later this afternoon.
Wise Markets, too. Shop better. Spend less. That's Wise.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
For best breakthrough performance, Reggae Jean Page.
For the most frightening performance, Victoria Padre.
For best villain,
for best duo, Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan.
For best comedic performance, Leslie Jones coming to America.
This year's recipient of MTV's Comedic Genius Award is Sacha Baron Cohen. He's a comedian.
Best performance in a show, Elizabeth Olsen, WandaVision.
For best performance in a movie, Chadwick Boseman.
For best movie, To All the Boys, Always and Forever.
For the best show, WandaVision.
Easy now.
The show is great.
All right, I didn't recognize any of those, but the late, great
oh my gosh.
Chadwick Boseman. That was about it.
Regé Jean Page, that's the dude from Bridgerton.
See, I don't watch that. So anyway, there's your montage.
WandaVision was excellent. Oh my gosh, such a good show.
And there's the demographical difference. There's the movie and TV awards from MTV last night, just in case you missed
it. I'm part of the upper demographic, though, when it comes to MTV, I feel.
Yes, probably.
But I love all that stuff.
Yeah, so there you go. I don't watch award shows in general. I apologize if you love them. But the MTV Awards, I haven't watched them since MTV did music videos.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember that, though? The little moon man?
Yeah, the little astronaut.
Yeah, the little astronaut.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think the last one I watched, Peter Gabriel won for Sledgehammer. That gives you an
Fair
idea
enough.
How long it's been.
The last one you watched was when video killed the radio star.
Yeah, well, that was the beginning of it all. Here's a college flashback I don't need. Anyway, so if you watched the award show, I hope you enjoyed. Maybe Movie Mike will have a little bit more to say about that coming up later on this.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
7 o'clock news block up next with sports and AccuWeather. All right, we did the MTV Awards.
We did.
The Basketball Hall of Fame induction was Saturday, and Kobe's wife. Oh, my.
It was awesome.
The late, great Kobe Bryant, like him or not, he is the greatest of all time. All right, don't start calling in and saying Michael Jordan. It was a different age. But Kobe's wife and her speech, amazing.
Kobe had many accomplishments. 5-time NBA champion, 5-time New York Times bestselling author, 18-time All-Star, a league MVP, and 2-time finals MVP, 2-time Olympic gold medal winner. He is also the first professional athlete to win an Oscar. The list goes on, but his most cherished accomplishment was being the very best girl dad. Congratulations, baby. All of your hard work and sacrifices paid off. You once told me, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself. I'm glad you bet on yourself, you overachiever. You did it. You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great.
How about that? You're not just an MVP, Vanessa Bryant.
Fantastic.
And she did it. Just
with such poise.
Poise. Great
poise.
Word.
With such poise. I don't know if I could make it through a speech like that, speaking about my late husband, right?
Yeah.
Without
amazing.
Breaking down. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, He's the greatest all-time girl dad? No, I think I did a pretty good job.
I think all dads do a great job.
There it is. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
How would you like to blow up a bridge, Tom?
I would love to blow up a bridge.
Right? Well, a six-year-old from Austin, Texas, survived leukemia.
Oh.
And his one wish through the Make-A-Wish Foundation wasn't to go to Disney. It wasn't to go and meet his favorite sports player.
And?
No. He wanted to push the go button on an explosion.
So he wanted to work for, like, PennDOT, which would be what in Texas?
Well, it's the Texas Department of Transportation. They teamed up, and they allowed Archer to demolish an interstate flyover.
Yeah! Way to go, Archer! Why did they have to say fire in the hole and fire in the bunker?
Just in case someone wasn't paying attention. All I know, just Google Archer blows up a bridge. The video and the joy on the six-year-old's face is unbelievable.
That is good news.
Up next, what would you do to save your dog's life?
My dog or Leo, who lives with me?
Your dog.
My dog, almost anything.
You would feed Leo to the alligator.
Alligator? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about in Florida, a man named Mike wrestled an alligator to save his pooch.
He was in a death roll with that old gator. I got around, thumbed him in the eye, picked him off the ground, picked him out of the water so he couldn't get anywhere until he let the dog go. And in the interim, he decided, well, okay, I don't have him, I'll bite you. Don't have a patient. It's just the way it is.
I'll tell you what, I thumbed a guy in the eye in a bar once and it didn't work out well. I don't know if I'd want to do it to an alligator.
You know what's so sweet? That man speaking, Mike,
yeah?
He is a big guy
with
a teeny tiny dog. It made me laugh so hard this morning, but it shows his love for his pet that he would do anything. All I know is Mike got the best of the gator because the gator eventually went away and everyone is A-OK.
So you're making me feel bad because Leo's a little dog and he lives with me and he's not my dog.
That is the point of this good news this morning.
Well, I guess it is good news.
There it is. Last but not least, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is a hot dog on wheels, of course, but it's also pulling double duty for Meals on Wheels. It has been delivering food in Portland, Maine for the past year.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, instead of doing promotional stops, they are putting the Wienermobile to good use and delivering meals to people in need.
And good news.
And good news. Good use and good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Birthday buddies on the way. You could shout it, you could sing it, you could do what you wish, but it's on the way. The local celebrities, we call them birthday buddies. Musical birthdays, such a pretty voice.
Go on, leave me breathless.
Andrea Coors. The Coors, the Irish band.
I love it.
Andrea is the lead vocalist. She is 48 years old.
Do you remember when they were like super duper hot in the 90s? Seriously.
Yeah.
They crossed over and then became a thing for like a flash in the pan.
That's what I was going to say.
And then gone.
You said super hot, but it was here and gone.
A hot second. It was like, oh, cool, check out this Irish band. And then, wow, they're amazing. And then bye-bye.
Yep. Well, happy birthday to Andrea. She's 48. One of your boys is celebrating a birthday today.
Wait, another NKOTB?
Yeah, I used a different song.
We had one last week, too. Who is it this week?
I think it was on Friday, but anyway. Yeah, happy birthday to Jordan Knight, the good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Jordan was everyone's favorite.
See, I'm just reading what's in front of me. I don't know if he was.
No, he really was.
It says dreamy. I don't want to use that
one. He was the dreamy one.
Okay.
Well, happy
birthday.
Ooh, baby.
Jordan
Knight. For birthday buddies. Right now. Sorry.
Nine Inch Nails fans, Trent Reznor is 56. And if it's not Sarah McLachlan, it's Enya, the most boring person in the world.
Ooh, cue the whales.
You You got puppies and kittens with one. You got whales with the other.
Perfect.
So,
again,
Enya,
do you remember when Enya was super popular?
For a hot second. Yeah, exactly right. So, happy birthday, Enya.
This is Orcano Flow. Like, she's nodding to the orcas with this song.
I don't really care. It was boring, and so was she.
Oh, no. I had the CD. All right, I admit
it. Of course you do.
I admit it. I had the CD.
All right. Well, Enya is 60 years old today, so her and the whales are going to beach themselves today.
You're horrible. That was awful.
It was.
That was awful.
Don't beat yourself, Enya. Don't do it. It is time, though, for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Connie Erdley. She's up here on Blue Hill with us. She's 66 years old.
A very happy birthday to Ida Bangadier. Turns 34 today.
Jess Portsline from Cole Township, 37.
Kathy Masker turns 46. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Chris Reich from Sunbury. She is 56.
Patricia Harris turns 73 years young today.
Rosemary Holmes is 77.
Stephanie Smith from Elizabethville turns 39.
I don't see anything on the text club because the damn thing's probably not working. So.
I continue to say, please message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. We do have a couple from Facebook. Very happy birthday to Jarrett Shoemaker. Turned 16 years old today, and that is from Mom Nicole.
Oh, that's cool.
And, from Mifflinburg.
Remember that early one we got last week? Happy birthday to Jack. He's 7 years old. His mom is Carissa Beaver. And Jack is on his way to Oakland Elementary right now.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack. Everybody's got one, a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can call us at 1-800-326-94KX or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. That's the safest and surest way to get in touch with us.
There it is.
Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
All right, we don't have to wear the masks, but do we have to hug?
Can I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Well, don't look at me like I'm freaking Frankenstein. Give your father a hug.
Don't touch me.
Hug. Hug.
Get away from me, lazy-eyed psycho.
Dr. Evil.
Love it.
Are you going to use that phrase anytime this week when somebody says, hey, we don't have to mask. Come here. Give me a hug. Get away
from
me.
Here's the thing. I'm a hugger. I like to hug people that I know. I could go the rest of my life, though, without someone breathing down my neck in a checkout line.
Yes.
Right? How about we maintain, I want social distancing to remain a thing.
Okay.
Keep 6 feet away from me at all times, particularly in public, like waiting for a restroom, waiting in a checkout line.
Yeah.
Like, take a step back, okay?
Mike, you on board with all this?
Yeah, I'm not a real touchy-feely person unless it's with somebody I know very well.
Like your wife and kids and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, or close friends or people I've known for a long time. But sometimes, you know, somebody I've known for like a month comes up and wants to hug me. And it's like, I turn into Larry David. It's like,
Another thing is bars. Like, we all want to go back to the bars and stuff like that, but I don't want to be elbow to elbow.
Again, waiting for things, getting a drink, et cetera. Don't breathe down my neck.
Yeah. So the neck is the zone there?
If I can feel you breathing on the back of my head, you're too close.
Mm-hmm.
How about the front of your head? That's too close.
Also too close.
Anywhere around the head.
Anywhere around the head. Please step away. Thank you so much.
That's a good rule because I feel the same way. I mean, again, I saw relatives this past weekend upstate New York that I haven't seen in over a year. There was a lot of hugging going on.
That's relatives, though. That's different.
Yeah, and that's good. But like, you know, when I was in the grocery store buying food, I don't want someone right up against me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like, no, thank you.
Maintain your distance, please, and thank you.
Yeah, keep your distance, and please know who you're hugging. And sometimes maybe your relatives, you don't want to hug them either.
Can I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Well, don't look at me like I'm freaking Frankenstein. Give your father a hug.
Now I have to go watch Austin Powers.
Of course you
do. Me too.
And that's the second one, right? The Spy Who Shagged Me.
I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
Because that's Scott, his son, that he had with Frau.
Yes. Oh, such good movies.
Such great movies.
Speaking of movies and stuff like that, Movie Mike is with us in the studio this morning, and he's coming up next.
And now.
Now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
People try to paint cancel culture as some kind of liberal disease, but the fact is that everybody does it. Case in point, Silver Spoons actor Ricky Schroeder threw a fit at Costco because they told him he had to wear a mask. Yes, the CDC now says you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, but there's still a mask mandate in California, and frankly, even if there wasn't, it's still Costco's right to require them. So Ricky made sure to record himself getting a refund on his Costco membership and telling his fans, quote, "I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership to Costco until they remove this."
How's that working out for him?
The video's online. It's so embarrassing. This dude is trying so, so hard to remain relevant.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. If you're Ricky Schroeder and you said to a cashier at Costco, "Hey, do you know who I am?" She'd probably say,
"Probably not."
No.
Yeah. At least he wasn't paying bail for murderers this time like he did a couple months ago.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, here's a fun one. Sci-Fi is resurrecting the Bring It On movie franchise with a horror installment titled Bring It On Halloween. Any other Bring It On fans here? I admit, I think
I love it. I
Please
love
don't
Bring
get
It On. I love the original. I love the Hayden Panettiere version. I'm here for all of the Bring It Ons.
Well, now there's a horror one, and here's how they're describing it. Quote, "Held down by restrictive rules, an embattered cheerleading squad seeks the freedom of a creepy closed school gym to practice for regionals. But when members of the squad start to disappear, the cheerleaders must unmask their assailants to save themselves."
Nice. And you know what?
Very nice.
It's the first horror film that I actually might go see.
I love the way you read the trailer. It was great.
Oh, it sounds incredible. Yeah,
they
casting
have to
has
save themselves.
Oh,
save themselves.
With their cheers. I mean, they're athletic. They can kick, they can jump.
Yeah.
Better to fight an
dare
a
I say it, they could cheer each other on while they're being assaulted.
That
wonderful.
Death by pom-poms. Yes.
Rah, rah, stab him in the back. Rah, rah, you know,
stab
kind of
him
thing.
In the front.
Right.
Rah,
rah. Casting has not been announced yet, but I think we all hope that Kirsten Dunst and Gabrielle Union will return.
Yes, please.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Sure.
And looking at the box office, speaking of horror movies, Spiral opened in the top spot with $8.7 million, but that's the lowest gross of any opening weekend for a Saw movie. Mm. Wrath of Man was second with $3.7 million. Angelina Jolie's Those Who Wish Me Dead kind of died at the box office, came in third with $2.8 million. Demon Slayer was fourth with $1.75 million. And Raya and the Last Dragon rounds out the top five with $1.71 million.
There you go. Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report every Monday. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be back.
No masks. Did I mention
no masks? He's so excited. It's wonderful.
Yeah. News is coming up next. Mark is also maskless today. Rob, the Sports Center, got a second vaccine, so he's got a mask on.
That's okay. 2 weeks, and he's good to go.
Yep. And then there's Steve. We don't quite know about AccuWeather Steve.
Hopefully he's doing well.
He's a mystery. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're driving to work right now. We're about to play some viral comedy for you. And you're not going to forget this the rest of your ride to work. Maybe the rest of the day.
I love a good polka.
Okay.
A polka.
And you know, the accordion goes with polka.
Indeed it does.
And if you give an accordion player any song title in the world, he or she could probably play it on the accordion.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll put a little polka flavor.
A little polka fiction, if you will. They'll polkify it.
I like that. Polka fiction. I bet you if Movie Mike was still here, he'd love that, too. Anyway, we'd like you to meet Tim Minchin, an accordion player who likes to cover current music, as in Billie Eilish.
White shirt. Now, red, you know, see you're on your tippy toes, creep you up around like no one knows that you're so criminal. So, you're a sucker. You're really love, girl. You ain't enough, girl. She's always so fun, girl. On the bad time, with your mama's sad time, with your girlfriend, mad time, slipping to your dad time. I'm a bad.
I don't see that being played in the basement of St. Stan's and Shmokin at a wedding reception. However,
hey, you never know, though.
It was good.
Let's not discount it. It was fantastic.
Way to go. Just go ahead and Google bad guy on accordion, and you'll get
I'm
Tim.
I'm a bad guy.
Today's viral comedy.
With Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Late Night Soundbite, Jimmy Fallon, and more coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura's list of the day is pretty much Laura, because I don't even understand the words life hack.
I love a good life hack.
I know you love the lemon.
Where you poke the hole in the bottom, that was last week's Try It Tuesday, literally revolutionized my life.
So
the avocado thing, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. Life hacks have revolutionized this radio show.
Yeah, actually.
Try It Tuesdays, and sometimes we just try other crazy things. But you said you have a list of life hacks?
I do. It's from a bigger list off of BuzzFeed. And honestly, when BuzzFeed posts these, I pay attention.
Okay.
Because they're normally really, really good. And they work.
All right. The list is long. You edited down to how many?
Five. We have five. A top five.
Go ahead.
All right. If you want to start a fire, say you're in your backyard, you built a fire pit, right? Lots of people did that during quarantine last summer.
Yeah.
You don't have any kindling.
Oh.
Potato chips.
Potato chips?
Grab potato chips.
Okay.
Even Doritos work.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're flammable.
They smell good.
Smell good, and they're flammable because of all of the fat and oil that's used to make them. They burn slowly and help you start your fire.
I kind of like that for a Try It Tuesday, but I think there's more coming. What else you got?
Actually, I kind of want to do that for a Try It Tuesday because I personally never tried that.
No, me either.
All right, number four, put some Windex on it.
What is this?
Hey, put some Windex.
Big fat Greek wedding?
No, if say you have something, a ring stuck on your finger, you can slowly work it off using Windex. It's because it has a surfactant on it that like makes things slippery to the touch. That's how it cleans glass surfaces.
I wish I knew that 5 years ago when I was getting divorced.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Okay, number
Moving
three.
On. Yeah. If you have permanent anything on your skin, with the exception of a tattoo, you can use nail polish remover to get it off.
Really?
Permanent marker. Say you have some glue, something sticky.
Oh, from work or
whatever. From work or whatever.
Okay.
The acetone helps dissolve and remove those kinds of stains. So you can use that and get it off your skin.
And imagine what it does for your skin, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, bathe in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, if your kid draws all over something or you pass out at a college party and something happens because your buddies are jerks.
And they got the Sharpies out.
Yes,
yeah.
You can get it off with acetone.
Gotcha.
Use a cheese grater for baking if you forgot to set your butter out to soften.
So you put a stick of butter on a cheese grater?
Yeah, and you shred it, and then it mixes in easier.
Okay.
Like if you're making pastry dough and it's supposed to be softened butter, or if you're like, you know, into your cookies or whatever, use a cheese grater.
That's a great idea.
It's faster that way.
All right, number one.
This one, I've done. Game changer, I promise.
Oh, I'm looking up at the screen. Yes.
Put an onion into the freezer before you're ready to chop it.
Yes.
5 to 10 minutes will do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you won't cry.
That's right. It doesn't burn your eyes. You just chop away. It's like an onion popsicle.
Because it's the onion. It's the juices that make your eyes water.
And now they're frozen.
And now they're frozen.
I have done that one before, so I know one of your five.
There you go. Good job.
Potato chips on the fire, though?
Honestly, if we needed, I think that needs to be a summer Try It Tuesday. I'm being dead serious.
Now, put some chips in the fire pit, then pour nail polish remover.
No.
You have one hell of a fire.
Do not listen to Uncle Tom. That's a bad idea.
Okay.
But you should come to my backyard. We should try that.
On a Try It Tuesday?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Our top five on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Well, we didn't qualify anyone for the quest for the castle, so that must mean it's coming up.
That's true. It's almost the end of May, and that means zippity-doo-dah, zippity. Yay, somebody is getting a Disney vacay.
The only time you're allowed to randomly say
zippity-doo-dah.
Hey, Friday, we'll be hanging out at Zimmerman's, and we're going to find out who the winner is, and it's 10 o'clock live at Zimmerman's in Sunbury. Now, you don't have to be there to win, which is cool, if you got that there book of faces on your phone...
Make sure that you like and follow and turn on notifications for 94KX because we will be going live. What's up, Bob? Shout out to Bob Zimmerman and the crew down there at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They will be hosting us for a quick Facebook Live where we will choose the grand prize winner, which, of course, Tom, you know, is a trip for four to Disney, airfare included. It's going to be good.
Be there Friday. If not, again, Facebook
Live. Live. No need to be present to win, but it's 10 a.m. this Friday. We can't wait.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Good Monday show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
We did indeed. We had a good Monday.
From Laura's fruit salad that she found in the refrigerator to...
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Okay. To your yard sale, which was a success. Your dumpster, which is full.
It is, and hopefully being picked up as we speak at 9 a.m. It's supposed to be picked up.
And
I didn't have time to go shopping, but thank goodness past Laura thought of future Laura, and there was fruit salad still in the fridge.
That's a great way to put it.
It's like, Tom, I'm really hungry. You did offer me... You offered me your grapes. Offered it in case... Because I brought a snack bar, and it just didn't... Normally, I have a better breakfast.
Yeah. I usually have my snacky bag in case I go into sugar shop.
You do indeed, but anyway. I didn't need your snacks. I found some. Anyway.
National Pat Rat Day. Pack Rat Day, but pack everybody rat. Says Rat Pack Day, and they play Frank Sinatra and stuff. No, that's not it.
A pack rat is
a dude who
keeps too much stuff.
And that's why you loaded the dumpster this weekend.
That is correct. So, we're trying to avoid being a pack rat.
Yeah. So celebrate that day and clear off your desk, for God's sakes, will you please? Not because you're fired. Just don't be a pack rat. Or if you have that closet or that extra room in the house.
Dare I say it? And you know what my trunk is full of? Donations to take to community aid.
Perfect. So why don't we all do that today? That would be a great idea. Wrapping up the show with a thought for the day.
It's beautiful times of clouds and sun, but more than sun. Highs in the 70s today. So wherever you go today, no matter what the weather, although today will be sunny, always bring your own sunshine.
There it is. Spread the sunshine. Spread the love. Chad Evans is next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.